If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow, they made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
Save big at Menards. How big? 11% big. With an 11% rebate on everything, make it warmer. No, 11% warmer. With all water heaters, fireplaces, and insulation. From paint to appliances to the tools to get your job done. There's no end to the possibilities with an 11% rebate on your entire purchase right now at Menards. Hurry in. Offer ends April 18th. Stop in today and save big. 11% big.
Save big money at Menards.
Jake, over here, please.
Yes, sir.
Unreal performance. You just helped Jake's Manchu knock tobacco out of the park.
Well, I wanted to do good, and I tried to do good. I think I did pretty good.
Is it true that Jake's Mint Chew is non-tobacco, no nicotine, comes in 10 delicious flavors, is USDA certified organic, and can help guys quit dipping tobacco?
Yeah, it's true. I just wanted to go out there and give 110%. It's a group effort.
So, tell me about your home run 10% off promotion.
Yep, for me it's like a hanging curveball. Just go to Jake's Mint Chew and type in two words, home run, and get 10% off of your purchase. Even I can do that.
Well, I don't know about that. All right, enter home run as the promo code at jakesmintchew.com upon checkout. Got it, quite the performance.
Chew healthy, chew mint, sir.
Outstanding. Everyone loves a home run.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio. This is the official radio home for White Sox baseball. Listen to every White Sox game here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves host Utica in Game 2 of the first round of the playoffs Friday night at Allstate Arena. We start out in Pittsburgh, Cubs and Pirates all tied up at 4 in the bottom of the 7th, just underway. Brian Schlitter on the mound. Jonathan Herrera with a 2-run triple. Russell and Castro, the other RBIs for the Cubs. Kyle Hendricks went 5 1/3. He allowed 3 earned runs and 5 hits. Edwin Jackson allowed the tying run in relief. Schlitter came in to retire the final 2 outs in the 6th inning. Schlitter on the mound right now. Cubs and Pirates tied up at 4.
6-3 in the 6th. Cubbies.
Of the 7th. Actually, it's 4-4 in the bottom of the 7th, Bob, but thank you.
They haven't won a game yet in the series, but you know, they played well enough to win, so we can't get them any life. This game 3 is really important. You know, we got to come out strong. We got to get it and go from there.
That's Mike Dunleavy as the Bulls could go up 3-0 on the Bucks tonight in Milwaukee. They'll play without Nico Meritich, who's out with quad and knee soreness. Kirk Heinrich participated fully in practice and is probable for tonight's action. The Blackhawks can close out their first-round series with the Predators tonight with a win in Nashville. Scott Darling starts in net, has a .969 save percentage in the series. The White Sox host the Royals tonight at U.S. Cellular. Chris Sale opposes Yordano Ventura. Pregame starts at 6:35. Elsewhere in baseball, Detroit Tigers closer Joe Nathan is out for the season with a torn UCL. Two games going on right now as well besides Cubs-Pirates. The Tigers and Yankees all tied up at 1 in Detroit, bottom of the 6th. And out in New York, the Mets and Braves are tied up at 3 in the bottom of the 5th. The Bears signed tight end McKenna Sean Pasco to a 1-year contract. Pasco started 34 games over 6 seasons with the Giants and the Falcons. PGA play, it's a Zurich Classic of New Orleans. Your first-round leader in the clubhouse is Boo Weekly. Shot an 8-under 64 as a one-shot lead over David Hearn, who checked in with 65. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Golfsmith. To find a store, visit golfsmith.com. Tickets for the 2015 Celebrity Roast and Toast of Patrick Manley are on sale now at 670thescore.com/roast. It's brought to you by Prairie Organic Spirits. Made with respect from seed to glass and Belvedere Events and Banquets. Book your next event with them. I'm Matt Abaticola. You're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. The next game on the Score is tonight at 6:35 when the Sox take on the Royals on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com.
Boers and Bernstein. At it again.
Boers and Bernstein. Afternoons on the Score.
I am this close to really starting to think that the Cubs are going to stay fun. There are so many tough at-bats. There's so many guys. And when you win a couple of games like they already have, and we did something about the stat, like last year they were, what, 0 for 75 in games trailing going into the ninth inning. We use the term in a funny way. It's like baseball magic. And it's odd how baseball magic affects teams that are ungodly talented, but this is a case where you've got a team that's very talented, that's got a manager that likes to keep that loose atmosphere that sort of, you know, results in some of these opportunities, and I wouldn't get crazy about it, but I could understand if some people are.
Boers and Bernstein, over 15 years on 670 The Score.
You know, I had a kid, you know, watching with me, and he said,
"You say you had 8 kids watching the game with you last night?"
Yeah, random kids come over.
I said, "Just like, you have random kids over now?"
Yeah, just open the doors, throw them open.
Got some candy. Hey, Mr. Bernstein, watching a ball game? Come on in, son.
Come on in. Let's talk a little baseball. Pull up a seat. Got some chicken nuggets over there for you.
I'll spin your yarn about Ivan Calderon.
Because your son's too busy watching Blackhawks.
Yeah, well, you know, Blackhawks.
Idiot and Bernstein
over there on the Score.
Dan Bernstein. Barry Rosner.
So I found my wife, and I showed it to her, and her reaction was not what I was hoping for.
That's not a wake.
Boers and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We'll be doing Who You Crapping a little bit later on today after Who's Your Guy at 4. We got Crapping at 5 because it's Thursday and that's what we do. But you notice that Abaticola is being his usual snarky self, and he will not call the new Bears tight end by his nickname, which is indeed Bear. He's calling him McKenna Sean Pasco, his given name, the tight end Bear Pasco. So I was thinking, are there any other sort of aptronym athletes relative to their teams? Because I'd heard the term aptronym before for somebody who has a name that jibes with their job. Like there's several of these. There was the Olympic swimmer named Jeff Float. You know, there's a whole list of them. But I was thinking of Bear Pasco of the Bears. The only one that popped into my mind, wasn't there an Oiler named Ken Houston?
Yes, there was.
Okay.
Good player. Really good player, Ken Houston.
They had Kenny Burrows, and they had Ken Houston, who played in Houston. And I always thought it was weird. I would be looking through football cards. Like, how did that guy, did it just so happen that he was at Houston because his name was Ken Houston? And I got very confused because I was a stupid child.
Jeff Burrows ever play in New York?
Oh, that's cute. That's sort of oblique. That's like abstracted a level there, but
I'm nothing if not oblique.
No, I'm just wondering, are there any others that immediately come to mind? It's just something I sort of have on the back burner here, but I don't know why Matt won't say his name. It's like a Herb Lawrence thing all of a sudden is infecting the update booth, because, you know, Herb's got rules about having, you have to be a certain quality of player to have earned your nickname. I guess I don't really even know how it works.
Maddie just likes to see if anyone's paying attention.
So you ended going to bed or getting home at 3:30 after the last?
No, I left the UC at 3:30. Oh, it's never a good sign when you're still at work and Mitch is retweeting you, because that means he's already up.
Well, and that's up at 3.
I know, but that's bad. Yeah, game ended at, what, 1:15-ish? I got back upstairs about 2:15, I think, rewrote again, filed at a little before 3, and walked out of there about 3:30, got home at 4:15. And then there were other people liking Facebook posts and retweeting things at, like, 4:30, 4:45, including John Lampen and one of the bosses over at the Daily Herald. And I just think to myself, what are people doing up? Why are they up?
And you get it again tonight. They're gonna get you. See, I can at least
it'll be overtime for sure.
I can get a belly full of pizza and go to sleep and set the DVR and I'm fine. And but you got
to
work.
I always try to think of the worst case scenario. So that would be, let's call it double overtime tonight. But the Hawks lose, so that means there's still another one on Saturday. Which I don't believe they've given us a game time for Saturday yet, have they? I don't think so. So, you know, then that'll be, you know, that could be anywhere from 11:30 in the morning to 8:30 at night. My guess, of course, with worst case scenario, would be 8:30 at night again. And, yeah, so I'm guessing tonight double overtime with a Hawks loss because that's the worst possible outcome. I don't care if it's double overtime. If they win and I'm done with this series for and done, you know, with the Hawks for at least a few days.
Was Johnny Padres ever on the Padres? The inventor of the circle change?
I don't think so.
I think he was.
Really?
We'll check. But I think Johnny Padres played for the Padres because that's really about it there. There's some others being sent in here.
One of Zim's best friends.
Some of these are a reach here. This Addison Russell, as we talked about on the Cubs. No. There's a guy named Dwight King on the LA Kings.
True.
Joe Washington played for the Washington football team.
Yes.
Washington.
Golden Tate at Notre Dame. Jim Brown on the Browns.
Somebody convinced me when I was a kid that they had named the Browns after Jim Brown, and I believed it.
Another dumb kid, because that you can go to the school library and they have like the, you know, the football history book.
I couldn't read.
You can learn who Paul Brown is.
I had trouble reading.
But that's pretty good, Johnny. I'm going to look up Johnny. We've been to Zim's best buddies.
Yeah, from I assume they're Brooklyn days. I would guess. I'm looking up Johnny Padres.
I'm looking him up faster than you are.
Yeah, because my computer is just not doing anything here.
He did. No. No, he did not. Brooklyn, the Dodgers. Oh, there it is. It's last 1969. Yes.